Bloodsport by Dick Francis. Read by Tony Britton. Chapter 1. I awoke with foreboding. My hand closed in a reflex on the Luger under the pillow. I listened, acutely attentive. No sound. No quick surreptitious slither. No rub of cloth on cloth. No half-controlled, pulse-driven breath. No enemy hovering. Slowly, relaxing, I turned half over and squinted at the room. A quiet, empty, ugly room. One third of what, for want of a less cosy word, I called home. Bright sunshine bypassed the thin pink curtains, spilling a gold slash on the faded brown Wilton. I didn't like pink. Also, I didn't have the energy it would take to argue the landlord into changing to blue. After 8 months, I knew he never renewed anything until it had fallen to bits. In spite of the prevailing calm, the feeling of foreboding deepened, and then identified itself and dissolved into a less threatening, more general state of gloom. Sunday morning, June the 20th, the beginning of 3 weeks' leave. I rolled back onto my stomach and shut my eyes against the sun and took my hand 6 inches from the Luger, which was far enough, and wondered how long a man could sleep if he really put his mind to it, even a man who never slept soundly to start with. 3 weeks, the 3 obligatory overdue weeks, could be got through more easily asleep. 3 millenniums of sleep lay under the pillow. The 9mm equalizer, my inseparable friend.